This is a Defocus Media production.
This is Lunch Day with Rachel and Kate, a Defocus Media production. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Kate.
Kate, how you doing?
I am so good. I just got back from playing tennis with my little sister, so I'm kind of sweaty, so I'm glad you can't smell me right now. Pretty crazy day in clinic today, but just got to help a lot of people, and that was good. How about you? How is life?
Life is good. I just got home from clinic a little bit ago. It was really good. I had vision therapy, and then I had contact lens clinic, and yeah, that's it.
Can we share with our listeners that you are now in a location that you can share?
Yes, I am back in beautiful Belleville, Illinois, no longer at my undisclosed location, though that undisclosed location was pretty good, so I do miss it, but I'm back!
Yeah! I'm excited to go to the undisclosed location here soon. I'm so excited that you're back at a place that you can disclose.
Yeah, it's so funny that we've like kept this secret, even though on podcasts like before I knew I had to keep it secret, I was just saying where I was going. So if you've been a listener for a while, you know where I was.
And you know where I'm going. And you know what? I know where I've been. Name that musical. It's Hairspray.
Oh, fun.
They know where they're going, but they've also know where they've been. Queen Latifah sings it in the brand new movie, in the newer movie. It was brand new when I was in like junior high.
You know, I used to sing a song from Hairspray on the boat that I worked on.
Oh, what was it?
It was, Mama, I'm a Big Girl Now.
Oh, well, because you are.
That's like a trio, but I made it a solo.
Yeah, you did. You don't need anybody else's help. You're a big girl.
Thanks.
Rachel, I know we've been talking, and we've eaten a lot of meals together.
Yes, we have.
One or two in our day. Yeah, and so I thought we should invite people to this party that we have every other week.
Oh, what do you mean? Kate, what are we doing this week? What's the topic?
Well, Rachel, that's a very good question. So as we, as I know both of us prepped for optometry school, we probably went through those questions that like Miss America gets asked and all those things of like, you know, like, what's your favorite date, night, option, I don't know, like, all of those things. But I thought one in particular would be special for us, since we have dinner together a lot and eat a lot of meals together, just in general, and, like, theming of our podcast. What if we did, like, a dinner party? And, like, we invited people, like, who are people that we'd want to invite to a dinner party and have a big dinner party?
So this episode is us planning a dinner party.
Yeah, with like the people we'd want to invite, like dead or alive, all of those people. So I'm not making food this week.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I don't think we should eat dinner. I think we should have our guests bring food like a potluck.
Ah, that sounds wonderful.
And they can like bring things that like represent them. And I think it'd just be cool. What do you think?
I think that's a great idea. All right. It's the first semi-annual Lunch Date with Rachel and Kate dinner party.
I like it. Let's see if you get invited.
Yeah. Did you make the list?
Da, da, da.
Okay. Are these optometry people or just people that we want to have lunch with, dinner with?
I mean, they can be whoever you want to be. They can be optometry people. They can be non-optometry people. I mean, this podcast is for the people, by the people. So I think we can kind of make it whatever we want it to be.
That's perfect. You know, when I was preparing for optometry school interviews, I was really like, I was prepared to get this question. And I couldn't think of anybody that I wanted to have over for dinner except for the Lindbergh baby.
Well,
and now's my chance.
You know, I guess that's interesting.
Yeah. I mean, I have so many questions and I want to know is it going to still be a baby? Like, is it going to be able to talk? Like, what's going to happen at this dinner party? I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah.
We may just be taking care of a baby.
Okay. I'm down.
Okay. All right. That doesn't count as one of mine, does it?
All right. No, but here's the rules. We each talk about like all the people that we would like to invite. I think we should like don't go on for years, but like you can go on for a couple days.
Okay.
And so then we can narrow it down to the top two that we want to talk about. I have a theme to my top two. And then you don't have to have a theme to yours, but if you want to, you can.
Oh, man, I think my theme might be unsolved murders. So I'm going to say Lindbergh Baby and Natalie Wood. I want to know what went down.
That's good. I do want to know what happened to Amelia Earhart.
Put her on the list.
I know. She is a Kansas girl, and she does have a festival every year. If anybody wants to go to Atchison, Kansas with me, it's actually really cool. Like, if you have a chance, I would go.
I would go.
Yeah, let's go. So Atchison, Kansas is actually pretty cool. It's in Northeast Kansas. And yeah, so I'd love to know what happened to Amelia Earhart.
Okay.
Because I like her.
Yeah.
Is Elvis Presley alive or dead?
Oh, I have always assumed dead, but let's try and invite him and see how he's doing.
I'm trying to think other unsolved murders.
Biggie, Tupac.
I mean, can we just know what actually happened in Serial?
Yeah.
Can we just freaking know?
Is this too dark?
Yeah, let's get into a happier place. Let's go to a happier place. Okay, so who else would you invite to dinner that are happy and not dead?
Okay.
Well, they can be dead, but they were happy dead.
So I've been listening a lot to Jonathan Van Ness's podcast, Getting Curious, from Queer Eye.
Uh-huh.
He would be such a good guest because, like,
he'd be so much fun.
He's so curious and he has so many questions, and like, he would be a really good conversation starter, I think.
No, I 100% agree.
Like, I guess I would assign him to bring, like, maybe salad.
Champagne.
Oh, champagne. Yeah, that'd be good.
Okay, so, well, you segued into actually one of the ones I wanted to talk about in depth. You ready for this? This is in
depth. I'm ready for it.
Okay, so one of the people that I want to talk about in depth is Anthony from Queer Eye.
Oh my gosh!
I really want to invite him to a dinner party because I just feel like he is down to earth and just has a lot of, like, just wisdom and knowledge and just, like, goodness to bring. And I just want to invite him to dinner and hang out with him so he can teach me how to make guac and, like, avocado grapefruit thing.
Yeah.
And so I'd want him to bring me guac, and I'd want him to bring me, like, stuff. Like, he's always willing to go on an adventure, so I don't think our dinner would stay in that place. Like, I think we would go out and we'd explore and we'd figure out the world together. I think we'd be best friends. And, like, I just really enjoy how he interacts with people, and I feel like we'd be good friends. And so, yeah, that's who I'd invite to dinner.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So far at this dinner party, we have a bunch of unsolved murders, two of the cast members from Queer Eye. This is a great party.
I'm pumped. I'm ready to go. We got to stick with movie stars for a little bit longer. Any other movie stars?
Well, I did invite Oprah. Oprah's coming. And she was in a bunch of movies.
She was. She's a star. I don't think we could just like limit her to movie or film or TV or just like in general.
Mm-hmm.
She's just a star.
Yeah, she RSVP'd. She's bringing some of those that's good dishes that she made. I've actually really wanted to try that.
No, I've heard they are good, actually, though. Like, oh, that's good. It's like, oh, that's good.
Yeah. I really want to try that that thing that's like cauliflower and like it looks like potatoes.
You know what the other thing she could bring?
Hmm.
Bread.
I knew you were going to say that.
So other movie stars that I would invite. I really do want to get to know Sandra Bullock. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
I feel like she could bring some, like, good stuff. Tina Fey? No, I think she could just, like, pick up something from, like, the store and just, like, bring it, like, those, like, store-made cookies. All the, like, sugar cookies with a thick amount of frosting. That's what Tina Fey would bring to her.
I'd love those. Oh, my gosh. I would eat one right now. I'm hungry, I think.
It's okay. We're talking about dinner, so it's hard not to be hungry. Let's get down to business, Rachel. We've got a long list.
Okay.
Rachel, we could go on all... Well, okay. We should go, actually, into one more section. Dignitaries.
Okay.
What dignitaries would you bring?
Okay. Who would be good at a dinner party who is a dignitary?
Eleanor Roosevelt. I'd bring Michelle Obama. She's pretty legit.
Oh, my God. Absolutely. I invited Malala. I don't know if she counts, but she's, like, very... She deserves an invite. She can bring whatever she wants.
Yeah. It's probably going to be a very cool dish that represents a lot of people, and I would enjoy it.
Should we invite the Pope?
He's actually pretty cool. Like, he's doing a lot of, like, humanitarian work and just work to make sure people are included in the church and just, like, in the world and stuff.
Okay, so the Pope's on the list. You know who I kind of wanted to invite? I was thinking about, so I went through my contact lens notes because I'm in contact lens clinic again. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about when Dr. Bennett told us, oh, we can invite Dr. Bennett.
Yeah, let's invite
when Dr. Bennett told us that there was like a first person who put a contact lens on their eye. And I was like, let's invite that person, whoever it was. I looked it up and it was either, I think like Descartes thought of the idea, mm-hmm. but then this guy, F.A. Mueller, like actually stuck it on there and it was like a big old scleral. But let's invite Descartes.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Because like philosophy.
Also, we should invite Fuchs. Because Fuchs of did
everything. His endothelial dystrophy?
Yeah, and he has heterochromia.
Oh my gosh.
Fuchs has a lot of stuff. I feel like I keep learning about new Fuchs things.
What about Vogt and his palisades and like his girdle limbal and like all that business?
He does a lot of stuff too. I'll take both.
Okay.
Vogt and Fuchs. That sounds like I'm voting Fuchs.
When we were naming the student lounge at UMSL, it ended up being named the Focal Point, but I nominated the student lounge of Vogt.
That's
a good optometry lounge.
That's a good one.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate that.
It didn't get chosen.
But okay, let's get down to business to defeat the Huns. Why don't you start?
Wait, is that an expression?
It's from Mulan. Let's get down to business to defeat the Huns.
Okay, I had no idea. And I did see that movie.
Okay, it's fine. Evan really loves that movie, so we watch it a lot. So I mean, I don't blame you for not knowing that song.
I mean, I thought it was something that I just had never heard before, like a frying pan moment or whatever.
It happens to me frequently. Okay, so Rachel, tell me about your people.
Okay, so I am inviting Marsha P. Johnson, who, okay, have you heard of the Stonewall Riots in New York?
I have a little bit.
Back in the day when gay people were just being harassed by the police left, right, and center, mm-hmm. there was this bar called the Stonewall Inn, and the police were coming in to harass them. And Marsha P. Johnson was a drag queen, and she was one of the first people who started fighting back. And then after that, she went on to, oh my God, I think she might be an unsolved possible murder too.
Oh, this would be a double whammy?
Yeah. So she goes on to become an activist. And like, you know what I think is good about a dinner party is that you learn more about the person as they come. So I would have a lot of questions for her. So she's invited. Who do you have?
Okay. So my first person is optometry related. So I got a book from my friend Allison Ginden, who has been featured on here a couple times. A book, it's called Women in Science, 50 Fearless Pioneers Who Changed the World. So I was reading through it when I first got it. I literally opened the page, first thing, to a woman named Patricia Bath. And she's pretty cool because she's an inventor. And she's an ophthalmologist.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So she was born in New York City and she never like had a woman doctor to look up to. She never thought that was a thing. And so she's an African-American woman that decided that she wanted to become an ophthalmologist. So she finished high school in like 2.5 years. She was super smart. And she got into a cancer research lab when she was 16. And so she started just like working on stuff. And so then she wanted to be a doctor and went to Howard University mm-hmm. And interned at Harlem Hospital and accepted into Columbia for her fellowship.
Oh my gosh.
So she's pretty legit. Yeah. So she was really looking into like glaucoma and how African-Americans are prone to that. Like she was the woman that figured out that her like research showed that African-Americans are more prone to glaucoma.
Oh, wow. Oh my gosh.
How, like she figured that out. Like so cool. So cool. And then she believed that eyesight was a human right and not a privilege. And it just was like, so she just was super cool. And she also realized that people living in poor communities like would have issues just with like their eyes and all of a sudden they would turn blind because they didn't have good care. So she she co-founded the American Institute to for the Prevention of Blindness.
Wow. That's amazing.
That was her. Yeah. So she worked at UCLA and she was the first female faculty member in ophthalmology. So she was the first African-American to complete a residency in ophthalmology.
Hmm.
Yeah, of women and men, which I think is super cool. So she worked a lot in, like, third world countries, like, giving injection, like getting vaccines for kids and stuff. So it was super cool.
Mm-hmm.
She was the first African-American woman to get a medical patent. And that was in 1988. So she's pretty legit because what she patented was I want to make sure that I get, it's the laser phaco probe. So for all of us optometry people, we know that's like a big deal. So she like created phaco emulsion.
Hmm. Oh my gosh.
Like, this woman is so cool. Like, she revolutionized like cataract surgery and like how we treat glaucoma and like making sure like people can see. Like, this woman just like took over the world. So she just like really did some great things. So this is a quote from her because she just like is great. It says, "Believe in the power of truth. Do not allow your mind to be imprisoned by majority thinking." She just was so cool, and it just like continued to inspire me, and I just like love to talk about her and think about her and just like, yeah, I just think she's pretty
legit. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And I had no idea, like, nobody once taught us about her, and I feel like she is like a huge person into how we treat optometry, to like treat patients today. Like, there is, if it wasn't for her, like, we would not treat cataracts and glaucoma and like work with people with low vision in the same way at all. So yeah,
that's amazing. And well, I learned something. I had no idea.
So I think she'd bring like tapioca pudding or something because she worked a lot with old people. No, but I think
that's good.
Honestly, I bet she would bring something like simple that she homemade, or she like just, if she didn't have time for that, like she would have put some thought into it. But she's like, she knows that her time is better invested in other things. So maybe she's somebody that picks up like sugar frosted cookies.
Yeah, I think that's good. Gosh.
Or she makes like chocolate chip cookies, you know, like, but it's not something fancy or dramatic. Like, she knows her time is well spent on like helping others.
Yeah. I mean, bring whatever you want, lady.
Yeah, she's awesome. And I'm pretty obsessed with her.
Mm. Who's your other one?
Well, I'm going to let you go next.
That's because I don't have another one. Well, if I had to pick someone, I guess I would pick, oh man, I don't have anything nearly that inspiring. I guess I would pick David Sedaris because he's like my favorite author.
Oh, that'd be good.
Yeah, he always seems to have like a unique perspective on like everyday situations. And he's written some really funny stories about dinner parties. Oh, I would invite his sister too, Amy Sedaris. She's amazing at throwing dinner parties. She's like a really good hostess, and she writes books about like hosting things and having people over, and she's just an all-around funny person. So actually, I'll just invite all of the Sedarises.
Okay.
Anybody whose last name is Sedaris is allowed. You're hosting, right? Is it your house?
Yeah.
Okay, they're all allowed.
Yeah, I'll alert my mother-in-law.
Okay, and they should bring cheese balls or something, because I think Amy Sedaris has a recipe for little smoky cheese balls that is like really good.
That sounds absolutely delicious.
Okay, so your turn again.
Okay, so my second person. Well, I had a couple people that I was thinking about for my second person. I first thought about Shirley Chisholm because she was the first woman to be like nominated by a major party to, well, like she was the first woman to like declare to run for president and like a lot of things. And even though she wasn't selected by a major party to run, like she just did really awesome things, and I just kind of really look up to her. But then I was like, I don't know, like I really look up to her, but I don't know too much about her life, and I don't want to like make this a political thing because like I just want to know more about her. But
you should invite her, and at the party we can learn more about her.
Yeah, no, that's the thing. It's like I want to invite her, I want to learn more. And so one thing she said is, if they don't give you a seat at the table, bring a folding chair. And I just really loved, I've always loved that quote by her. So then as I was thinking of like, okay, who's somebody modern I could bring? So my theme was like, I had brought somebody from the past that like really changed optometry, and then somebody that's really modern. And I was thinking, and I think I would do someone like Lin-Manuel Miranda. Just because he just like really uplifts people. Like today, Rachel, I actually got this, I saw this cause you favorited it, is that he tweeted about like how people were trying to bring him down, about a show that he loved, and they just weren't being nice about Hamilton either. And so he just was like, okay, like that's fine. And just was really kind and courteous to him. And I think just like having him come to dinner and just like share that spirit with others would just be awesome, and just to learn from that, as well as, man, would I have fun rap battles with him.
He is just so nice. And you know what, when I was trying to think of an idea for like who I would bring, I was asking my mom like who would she invite, and she invited Lin-Manuel Miranda. That was one of hers. And the thing I liked most about that tweet is that he was like, everyone is welcome at the theater. Yeah. And I truly believe that. I think that's so true because, like, entertainment is something that we all can value.
Yeah,
so,
no, I think that was just something that, and he just makes sure that people are valued, even if it's people that he doesn't necessarily agree with. He's never been so darn rude. Like, he will say, like, I don't agree with you, but he's never, like, vicious and mean. And I think that's something that's, like, a hard thing to do is to not get so upset when somebody's mean. And I just like that act. I like that to follow. It's just like, and like learn from him. And also it'd be so interesting to pick his brain on how he gets so creative with things and how he really creates these ideas like that he has. Okay. So, Rachel, usually we do takeaways and usually we do, takeaways and action items, but I think instead we should talk about like what we want to get out of our dinner. Like, what did we, like, we have all these people here. What do we want out of this? Like, what do we want to learn?
Huh? I guess I want to, I don't know. I just want to know more about each person. I want to like understand their experience better. And I also want to see how they interact because I think we've put together a hilarious crew. I think this could be a really fun dinner party. And I don't even think we'll have to, like, have any games necessarily. No. I think we could just sit and, like, hang out.
I think if anything, we would just have, like, a table topics thing. And, like, because that way the conversation would at least be so everybody could participate.
That's fun. And you know what? I bet people start, like, I was going to say limboing, but I think I've had limboing on my mind.
That's okay. You can limbo if you want to.
I kind of do want to.
Well, we can limbo. That's okay. what I want out of the dinner party is I want like people to leave feeling inspired and I want people to leave feeling like they can do anything. And so, yeah, so that's just kind of been, so I think that would just be super cool to be able to make people feel good. And so they go out and do good things.
I think that's great. And you know what I also like of what we've done is that if there was a person we were on the fence about, we just went ahead and invited them because like, I think inclusion is what we're all about. Mm-hmm. I really want just like, you know, if you're thinking about reaching out and being friends with somebody that you aren't sure if you'll get along with, give it a shot. See what happens.
Yeah. I think that's very important.
It's time to build new relationships.
Yeah. I like that. I like us building bridges. So I think I just really want to get that out of dinner. Also, what dish are you bringing to dinner? I know I sprung this on you.
Okay. So every single thing I cook makes people sick. I think I might bring a thing of sparkling water.
Are you going to bring La Crux or La Croix or whatever that is?
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I'll just bring whatever they have at Aldi. What are you bringing, Kate?
Oh, man. I, like, sprung this question on you, and I was hoping you'd take a longer answer so I could come up with a really good one.
Sorry.
It's okay. I like the La Crux, La Croix, La Crangle, whatever it is. I think I would bring some sort of dessert. Like, I love baking dessert and bringing it to people. And so Evan and I make just really good chocolate chip cookies. And so I think I'd make chocolate chip cookies. And I'd bring them because I'd want to, like, people, you know, I don't know. I just feel like that's really good and tasty. And I just like that.
That's good. You know what? I'm going to change my answer because I feel like we need an entree. And Oprah's doing a lot of the heavy lifting with those good things. So I will make like a pasta dish or something, but like with whole wheat pasta so that people don't feel like it's unhealthy.
No, let's do something that's light but good.
Okay, maybe I'll do like a thing with a lot of vegetables in it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I like this.
And then just hope that everyone can get it down.
Yeah, and you know what? I think the thing about this dinner party is like we're not coming for the food. We're coming for the company.
That's right. Ah, Kate, you're so good at this.
No. Rachel, I just really enjoy hanging out with you. Okay, so what is big coming since we don't have really action items about our dinner? Because I'm not going to reach out to like half these people because a good chunk of them are murder mysteries and I don't really know what to do. So what are you most looking forward to this next week? Like, what are you excited about?
Okay, get this. Tomorrow, I am meeting with Dr. Bassey. Dr. Bassey has had our salary data for, like, a little while now. We're meeting tomorrow, and hopefully he'll tell me what I need to do, and hopefully he'll tell us what our data means. But he told me that the data is interesting. I don't know, interesting in what way? We'll find out. We'll just say that. What are you looking forward to, Kate?
I had really two really cool patients last week. and that were both monocular, and they had
Tysus, yeah.
So, and it was just, and it was crazy. I had two on one day, and like that never happens. Like people are like, that never happens. And so I just want to look up more about that. So that was, I'm excited for that this week, as well as I'm going to a concert this weekend and I get to see a lot of friends from college. So that'll be really fun, and going to Kansas City to kind of visit a lot of people. And yeah, I'm also just excited this like week. I'm finally getting my groove down in clinic. Like I feel like I'm making a difference and I'm being able to make clinical decisions, and I'm catching more things. Like today I caught a chorioretinal scar that like other people caught previously, but like I didn't know it was there, and I like looked, and then I like looked at a thing, I was like, oh, I should see if it was there previously, and I looked and it was there previously, but I was like, I caught that without any prompting. And so I just am, I'm feeling really good about like who I am in clinic right now, and so just hopefully getting better at that. That's, I'm excited for that this week.
That is so wonderful.
And
that's great.
I didn't tell you this, and so I'm going to surprise you on the air. We got a preliminary video of everything this past week from Johnson & Johnson and Insight Studios. We got like preliminary like videos to look at. So I'm looking at those hopefully tonight or tomorrow and kind of going through them and making sure that I don't look crazy, which it's likely. It's very likely because I'm a little nutso. So I'm excited.
Okay, so where can people see that?
They will see information. I'm not sure when. Dr. Lyerly and I are talking a little bit more about like when would be a good time to share them, because we don't want to just do them on like a day when everybody's really busy. But they'll find them on Deep Focus's page. A lot of them will be on Deep Focus's page. Some of them will be embedded into our podcast. So get excited about those. It's going to be...
That's so awesome. Kate, that's amazing.
I'm just excited. Rachel, we just have so many cool things happening around us, and I just hope people enjoy like a chill episode with us two just literally being friends talking.
Yeah, okay. Cool. I'm glad we did this. Next week, serious depressing stuff.
Oh, okay.
Like a topic that really is going to make you cry. Like just the worst.
I think maybe like a topic that's going to make you think. That means we can't laugh for a whole episode. And I don't think that's going to happen.
We can only laugh if we laugh till we cry, because everyone will be in tears. This is going to be our Oscar episode. This is the one we earned an Oscar for. They give Oscars for podcasts, right?
Yeah, we're working on that. Yeah.
Cool.
That's a thing.
Well, I'm excited about it.
Okay. Well, Rachel, I think you're the best. Stay. And I'm so excited that we have a great dinner party.
Woo!
So I guess we're at our close for a dinner party. We're shutting the door, turning the porch light on to make sure everybody gets home okay.
Hugs. Yeah, here's your hat. What's your hurry?
Yeah, no, you really can't stay, and it's cold outside, but you should go.
Yeah.
Because it's not that cold. It's the middle of summer.
Yeah, get in your car. Hit the bricks.
Yeah. If you have car trouble, give me a holler, but I'll be grumbly.
Party's over, Malala.
Malala, you can stay. So we'll see you next week.
Okay.
Bye.